What direction do you think you've gone in your music, as far as the guitar is?
Well, I'm all the time sort of, well, just pushing boundaries. I live more or less pretty well out on the fringes of guitar music, really, because when you're an experimenter and you live, you know, my guitar is almost like a laboratory for me. You know, it I cook up all my different kind of things and get all the things bubbling. And when I'm, you know, when it's a creative thing, because I feel the guitar is such a, well, I'm finding it is tremendously profound instrument. I listen to people like Julian Bream, who's a fantastic player, Narciso Yepes, Vicente Gomez, Andre Segovia. There's oh, there, I can name hundreds of them, and they're all different. They all have a tremendous impetus of their own. The thing that seems to be lacking, though, although this seems to be somewhat corrected, I think it's being corrected now, and I think it must be in the future. But the guitar has a terrific repertoire, mostly of transcriptions that have been made from its predecessor, the lute, and other kindred instruments. But now there's a lot of people playing and composing. I think we're going to see a terrific impetus towards. I think it might even change. I have a feeling that even American music, particularly the folk music, might even change drastically because people are learning more about it, that it's just not an instrument you just strum on and you just use as an accompaniment instrument all the time. You know, it does have a terrific. And one thing I found in Spanish music, anyway, where they played with their fingers for so many years, that the role of the guitar in Spanish folk music, excuse me, is terrifically evolved. The techniques that go, if you listen to a lot of these Spanish players, they have a terrific command over the instrument, in a way which not many people playing folk music have a chance. For example, not only in the folk music, it's just the letter, as they call it, the lyrics of their music, that they just sing ordinarily. The peasants, they just sing these tremendous concepts that, well, we would have to look at Shakespeare and understand it, you know. They sing it. They have a folklore which is just like Shakespeare, all the classics. I mean, they come out with these tremendous sentiments that they have as common. Everybody can sing it, you know. I mean, like everybody can say to be or not to be, you know. No, it's the same kind of thing, you know. These people can actually sing these things, and some of the concepts are tremendously profound. Probably it's because it's as I say, it's been around the people. They've grown with it, they've lived with it, they've evolved it, and it has an awful lot to say. I'm really, even after I've been away from Spain now about. When was it? 1960s. 10 years, and yet it's still. I'm still finding that it's. I'm tapping all kinds of sources even now that I didn't think that I'd. You know that I had. You know, even that long ago, you know.
Would you like to do a? How about an American folk piece that you were talking about that.
Well,
or not? Would you like to stay with the Spanish?
Well, no, I don't mind. No, it's the thing is the way I'm you say I'm when I say I'm studying it, I am taking it, listening to it, and adapting it to my own particular
to things that you're writing.
Like, yes, to what I'm writing. I mean, I wouldn't like to presume to I'll play something that is what you can say is an American folk theme in a way. It's a. This is going way off. I mean, this is quite. I mean, you throwing that at me. This is going way, way off. One of the most interesting pieces of music that I find that I've been that's really profound, very profound in its whole aspect is the blues, in this in America.
Indeed.
And I think it was it's just in 1950s, sometime, late 50s, I was in Paris, and I happened to meet a very, very a really great painter, Bob Thompson, who's dead now. He died when he was 22. A tremendously gifted painter, and he has a friend whose name was Jackie McLean, who's an alto, jazz alto saxophone player, who is a tremendous player, and we were very close friends. And one day they had this, we had a kind of breakfast, and this mail man came and dropped this letter off on Bob and Jackie, and they opened it, and it was the most, I've never seen anybody so really distraught, and their mouths fell open, and I mean really the tragedy, I felt something, you know. And it was from a friend of theirs in New York who said that their a really great friend of theirs had died, and it just turned into a wake, which lasted for hours and hours and hours. And I think Jackie's friend, it must have been Jackie's friend more than Bob, because Jackie was much more vociferous in his declamation of how bad it was, and why did it happen to him and everything. And anyway, this is a 12-bar blues that I wrote for Jackie McLean, and he was mourning his friend called Gomez, and this is a 12-bar blues called Jackie Mourning Gomez.